Tonight, I speak in the person of Brother Philip Brown from Windsor, Ontario, Canada. He's currently working for the congregation there, Franklin Road Church, Christ Toledo, Oklahoma. This time, we'll let him come in his own way. He will speak. It's high time to wake out of the sleep about being reconciled to God. Okay, Brother Brown, it's your time.
I want to thank Brother Brooks for the invitation to speak to you all on this topic, being reconciled to God. Taken from Ephesians chapter 2 and verse 16, where Paul talks about us being reconciled to God. The first thing I want us to understand is the word reconcile is defined as to check against something for accuracy. It is an accounting term. In other words, we could say the word reconcile means to make consistent, to harmonize. In a more basic understanding, we could say it is to mask up or to measure up. And so man needs to match up. Man needs to harmonize with God. The question is, why should we be harmonized with God? Why should do we need to be reconciled to God? Well, when I read in the Bible, in Romans chapter 1 and verse 18, I read where Paul writes and says, "For the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of men." When I turn over to Romans chapter 3 and verse number 23, Paul says, "For all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God." When I turn over to Romans chapter 6 and verse 23, Paul says, "For the wages of sin is death." So God's wrath is poured out upon man because of sin. Sin's wage is death. And so God's wrath is poured out upon us. Peter tells us in 1 Peter, the first chapter, and around about verse 15, Peter says, "But as he who called you is holy, you also be holy in all your conduct." Man needs to be holy because God is holy. In Ephesians, the 5th chapter, and verse number 1, Paul says, "Therefore be imitators of God as beloved children." It is the intention of God that man should be as holy as he is holy, and that man should imitate him and be as he is. But man cannot do so because man sinned. Man went against God's word, and man has been found wanting. He is no longer in harmony with God. And so man needs to be reconciled to God. But I want us to understand tonight that man in of himself cannot harmonize, cannot reconcile himself to God. He cannot harmonize himself to God. Somebody may say, "Well, why is this so, Brother Philip?" Well, when I turn to Jeremiah, I hear the prophet Jeremiah chapter 10 and round about verse 23. Jeremiah says, "I know, O Lord, that the way of man is not in himself, that it is not in man who walks to direct his steps." So man cannot direct his own steps, and consequently, man cannot in of himself reconcile or harmonize himself with God. So the question then is, how then, if man cannot reconcile himself to God, how can we be reconciled to God? Well, when I turn over, I hear the Bible tells me that back in eternity, way back before time, before God created man, God knew that just as soon as he created man, man would fall. God knew that just as soon as he created us, we would sin and go astray. And so God Then in Genesis chapter 1 and verse 26, God says, let us make man in our own image, after our likeness. Now somebody may say, well, you know, do we look like God? You know, we have a problem with that word image. But let us use, for our purposes tonight and for the little time, let us use the term and say, man is made in the design or the specification of God. God made us according to his design. Let us make man in our own design. Well, why do you say that, Brother Philip? Well, I hear Paul says in Romans chapter 9 and around about verse 21, Paul says that God is the potter and we are the clay. The potter uses the clay to make things of his own image in his own design. Now, the point I'm trying to get across to you tonight is this. Somebody may say, well, you know, I was born as a boy, but I think a mistake was made because I don't think I should be a boy. I think I feel like a girl, and so I need to make the change because a mistake was made. Or, you know, I was born a girl, but I feel that I should have been a boy. And so there was a mistake made. The point I'm trying to get across to us tonight is that there was no mistake made. When God created man, the Bible says, Genesis 1 and in verse 27, it says, so God created man in his own design, in his own, to his own specification. He created him male and female. Now the text, therefore, indicates that there is finality. There is no mistake made. The sweet psalmist of Israel, David, writes in Psalms 139 and verse 13, that Psalms 139 and verse 13, David said, for you formed my inward part. You knitted me together in my mother's womb. There was no oops moment when man was being made. When God created us, there was no mistake made. There was no oopsie moment. But yet still God, way back in eternity, even before he created us, in knowing that man would fall away, that man would sin, God did not make us with an inability to sin. He did not make us with an inability to fall away. No, God gave us intellect. You see, he didn't make us like the animal. He gave us intellect so that we could use our intelligence and investigate. We could reason. We could extrapolate and come to the conclusion. Now I said the conclusion, and I didn't say a conclusion. You see, if I had said a conclusion, it would mean that there were more than one conclusion. But there's only one conclusion. The wise man Solomon says in Ecclesiastes chapter 12 and round about verse number 13, he says, let us hear the conclusion of the whole matter. The whole duty of man is to fear God and keep his commandments. This is the conclusion that we ought to come to. Jesus said in Matthew chapter 7 and right about verse 21, Jesus says, not everyone who says to me, Lord, Lord, will enter the kingdom of heaven, but the one who does the will of my Father who is in heaven. You see, man needs to come to the conclusion that God must be served. Man needs to come to the conclusion that God must be feared and keep. We must fear him and keep his commandments. So we use our intellect to investigate and extrapolate. David says in Psalms chapter 19 and verse 1, the heavens declare the glory of God, and the sky above proclaims his handiwork. So we are to investigate and extrapolate and come to the conclusion. And when we come to the conclusion, God gave us choice, the power of choice. We can either accept the conclusion and be obedient to God, or we can reject the conclusion and disobey God. But when God created man, way back when God was, before God created man, God, knowing that man would sin, that man would fall, God devised a plan to redeem mankind. God put together a scheme of redemption to reconcile us to him, to bring us back, to bring us back to harmony with him. When I turn over into Revelation chapter 5, round about verse 1, I read where the Bible says, the great I Am was sitting on his throne. For you see, back over in eternity, before he created us, this scheme of redemption, the Bible says God said, somebody got to pay the price. Somebody has got to die. Blood must be shed. And so in Revelation chapter 1, chapter 5, and round about starting from verse number 1, the Bible says the great I Am was sitting on his throne, and in his hands there was a book, and it was sealed. And the cry went out, who is worthy to take the book and to open the seal? And John the Beloved said, no one was found in heaven or on earth or under the earth worthy to take the book. John said, I started to weep bitterly. And one of the elders touched John and said to him, weep not, brother John, for one has been found, one, the Lion of the tribe of Judah. John said, when I looked, he said, I saw, standing between the throne and the four living creatures, and among the elders, I saw a lamb standing as though it had been slain. In Isaiah 53, round about verse number 7, Isaiah says, he was oppressed, and he was afflicted, yet he opened not his mouth. For like a lamb that is led to the slaughter, and like a sheep that before its shearer is silent, so he opened not his mouth. When I turn to John chapter 3, John 3, everyone likes to talk about John 3 and verse 16. But tonight I want to bring your attention to John 3, verses 14 and 15. Jesus said, as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, so must the Son of Man be lifted up, that whosoever believes in him may have eternal life. Jesus says, when Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, just the same way, man is going to raise me up on the cross. God said, somebody's got to pay the price. Somebody's got to die. Jesus says, here I am, send me. God makes it clear, and Jesus Christ was nailed to the cross. Jesus Christ, while he was nailed to the cross, while he was suspended between the twilights of two worlds, it is said that Jesus Christ stretched up into heaven and held on to his Father, and he stretched down to mankind and reconciled man to God. All that happened, and Jesus Christ died on the cross. 2 Corinthians 5, round about verse 18 to 19, Paul writes to the Corinthian brethren, Paul says, all of this is from God, who through Christ reconciled us to himself and gave us the ministry of reconciliation. That is, in Christ, God was reconciling the world to himself, not counting their trespasses against them, and entrusting to us the message of reconciliation. Man cannot reconcile himself to God. Man is not able to harmonize himself, to match up himself with God. Man needed God to reconcile him. In our text, Ephesians chapter 2, verse number 4, Paul says, but God, man is not able to reconcile himself, but God is able to reconcile man. When you reach down to verse number 12 of the same Ephesians chapter 2, Ephesians 2 and verse 12, the Bible makes it clear, we were separated from Christ. We were strangers. We were afar off. And in verse number 13, Paul writes, but now in Christ Jesus, we have been brought near. Now in Christ Jesus, we have been able to be reconciled. We are able to no longer be strangers. We now become citizens. We are no longer estranged from God. We are no longer separated from him. We are now brought near because of the blood of Jesus Christ. All of this God does for mankind. Man is reconciled to God in Christ. You need to be in Christ in order to be reconciled to God. Somebody may ask the question, well then how can I be get into Christ to reconcile myself to God? Well, Paul tells us, Paul says in Galatians chapter 3, Galatians 3, round about verse number 27, Paul says, for as many of you as were baptized into Christ have put on Christ. If you want to put on Christ, you need to be baptized into Christ. If you want to be in Christ, you need to put on Christ by being baptized into Christ. But Paul said, Ephesians chapter 1, Bible verse number 3, Paul said, blessed be the God and Father of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, who has blessed us in Christ with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places. Reconciliation is part of the spiritual blessing that is found in the heavenly places. It is in Christ that we are able to access reconciliation. It is only in Christ that we can be able to be harmonized with God, to match up with God. As we talked about before, the image of God. God made man in his own image. If you want to be the image of God, Genesis 1, 26, 27, then you have to be in Christ in order to be the image of God. But Jesus says, when you see me, you see the Father. And the Hebrew writer says, he is the radiance of the glory of God, the exact imprint of his nature. Hebrews chapter 1 and round about number 3. If you want to look like God, you've got to be in Christ in order to look like God, because only Christ looks like God. So we need to get into Christ to be able to be the image of God. And the only way we can do this is through reconciliation. God reconciled us to him through the blood of Jesus Christ. God has brought us back to him through the blood of Jesus Christ. And so the Bible makes it clear. Romans chapter 1. Verse 18, for the wrath of God is poured out on mankind. Romans chapter 3, verse 23, for all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. Romans chapter 6, round about verse 23, the wages of sin is death. But when I turn over to Romans chapter 8 and verse 1, Paul tells us this. There is therefore now no condemnation for those who are found in Christ Jesus. You only get into Christ Jesus through baptism. If you want to escape the wrath of God, if you want to get away from this condemnation, you need to be in Christ Jesus. David, the sweet psalmist of Israel, writes and says, Psalms 32 and verse number 1, blessed is the man whose transgression is forgiven. Blessed is the one whose sin is covered. All of this happens in baptism. It is in Christ that we get our transgression forgiven. It is in Christ that we get our sin covered. It is through reconciliation that all this happens. We need to be reconciled to God. Being reconciled to God is through the blood of Jesus Christ. It is in baptism that we have the access to be reconciled to God. Paul says in Romans chapter 6, round about verse number 3, Paul said, knowing not that when you are baptized into Christ, you are buried with him in baptism. You access the death of Jesus Christ in baptism. You go down into the watery grave of baptism. You are baptized. You access the blood which covers us, which cleanses us. And just as Jesus Christ was raised from the dead through the glory of the Father, even so shall we rise to walk in a new life. In baptism, when we are baptized into Christ, we therefore then have access to reconciliation because we are reconciled to God through the blood of Jesus Christ. Our text says, Ephesians chapter 2, round about verse number 16, and he might reconcile us both to God in one body through the cross, thereby killing hostility. Friends, God reconciles us to him through the blood of Jesus Christ. It is through Jesus Christ dying on the cross that we have the access to being once again in harmony with God. It is this way that we are able to, therefore, be able to come as confidence to stand before God the Father through Jesus Christ, his Son. If you have not been baptized for the remission of for your sins, if you have never been baptized for the removal of your sins, Paul says you need to repent and be baptized. You need to be baptized, wash away your sins, calling on the name of the Lord. We need to access Jesus Christ through baptism. We need to be able to get our sins removed through baptism. Reconciliation takes away sin. Reconciliation covers our sin. Reconciliation brings us back to God. Man, when he sinned in the garden, he wasn't even able to clothe himself properly. He sewed fig leaves together, and God came to him, and God said, that's not how you cover yourself properly. God is the only one that can cover man properly. Man is not able to cover himself. Man is not able to take care of himself as he should. God needs to be the one who takes care of us. When we are in his care, when he takes us under his wing, when he takes us under his wing, we are able to therefore have all the blessings, the spiritual blessings that is found in Christ Jesus. My friends, tonight, if you hear these words and you recognize that you have a need to be harmonized with God, that you have this need, you realize the need to once have this opportunity of being able to once again be like Adam in the Garden of Eden, walking in the cool of the day with God. The only way we can be able to do this is to be in Christ Jesus. We have to be found in Christ. If you are listening to these words, and you have been baptized for removal of your sins, you have been baptized, you are a child of God. But as you listen to these words, you are examining yourself, as the Bible says you need to examine yourself. 2 Corinthians 13, roundabout number 5, it says examine yourself to see whether or not you are in the faith. Test yourself, or do you not realize this about yourself, that Jesus Christ is in you, unless indeed you fail to meet the test. If you are examining yourself, as the Bible said, you ought to examine yourself, and you realize that you have messed up. You realize that you are no longer in harmony with God, that you no longer measure up. You can't match up with God. The Hebrew writer says today, if you hear his voice, harden not your hearts. My friends, our time is coming to an end. But I want to implore you, you need Jesus Christ in your life. You need to have Jesus Christ in your corner. Because only Christ is able to help us to be able to match up with God. It is only Christ who is able to help us to be in harmony with God. When we are in Christ, we match up with God. When we are in Christ, we are holy as He is holy. When we are in Christ, we are imitating God the Father. When we are in Christ, we have been reconciled. And it's my pleasure to have been here with you tonight. But I hope and pray that you will take heed to these words. Find God. Be reconciled to God by getting into Christ Jesus. I'm going to turn you over back to Brother Brooks.